All right, look, inaccurate, of course, insensitive by anybody's lights. Also, violates this rule about comparing things to the Holocaust to mean simply merely terrible.
Everyone gets in trouble. When they use a Hitler analogy, everybody gets in trouble.
And it's been happening more and more, frankly. So it's a cheap thing to do, shouldn't be done. All true.
Yes.
Now it comes to what does it mean for Spicer and in this context? Is it a one-off, or do you believe it is a symptom of something?
It's the office culture. You know, it's the office culture. Remember, you had Ben Carson saying that slaves were immigrants, right? They tried to defend that. This is not the first, the last, the second, the third, or the fifth time that this administration has shown insensitivity, whether it's from an administration person or it's from Sean Spicer. I don't think he's going to get fired. I think the fact that he threw himself on the sword after this is kind of novel, and I think that's about him protecting himself, because had he asked his boss, he probably would have said, hey, you don't want to apologize, we can just move on. But I think this is about the office culture of this administration, and unfortunately, it's not going to change.
Ron, Sean Spicer did apologize here on CNN and on Wolf Blitzer's show. And look, we all understand the perils of Sean Spicer's job, speaking extemporaneously every day in front of that huge press corps is not for the faint of heart. But is this one in a different category?
It is. And look, and I think that job has been hard under any president. It is especially difficult under this president for the reasons we talked about in the last segment, which is that he regularly says things that he simply cannot support with evidence, and that you as the press secretary are forced to kind of go out and in some cases defend what appears to be indefensible.
And here's the thing. I've always thought the president can pick who they want for their administration, but Steve Bannon is a problem. He's a white nationalist. He sympathizes with white terrorist organizations. He's an anti-Semite. I don't think he had a role in this administration, but the idea is that Trump's only unhappy because he's making him look bad, not because of the ideology he brings to the administration.
The reality is he going to go anywhere? Let's see.